is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Monday, January 26, 2026 edition. Talking to the Northern Michigan Business Conference up at the Bear in Williamsburg near Traverse City. Six gubernatorial candidates, four Republicans, one independent, Mike Duggan, and Democrat Jocelyn Benson appeared to talk at the event. Benson, after her 10 minutes, was asked if it was time for Democrats to coalesce behind a common candidate, with Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist out of the race and the traditional Democratic operatives falling in line behind her as the presumptive nominee. The only other person on the Democrat side running against her is Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson. Well, Benson responded by saying, "What I want to emphasize is that we will unify our party in the months ahead. In order to be effective as governor in leading a state, one has to build a team. One person alone cannot transform a state. A team can. A team that is committed to working across the aisle and getting things done. And that's what I'm busy building." At the conference, Benson was asked what type of tax break or government incentive she believes would be the best tool to spur economic development in Michigan. She answered that incentives and tax breaks need to be part of the package, quote unquote. But drawing talent to the state with affordable housing, quality health care, a world-class education system, and a lower cost of living is important, too. This is personal to me because I got a kid and my success is going to be determined by whether he chooses to stay in Michigan and whether he gets the education he needs to build his career here in this state. Well, Republican Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt said he's all for a return to right to work. Lowering taxes, cutting red tape. But what he's hearing from the people is that when they call state government, they want someone to pick up the phone and answer the questions. He said he'd like to take a blowtorch to all of the regulations. Nesbitt also said the attitude that everybody has to go to college has not worked. And more work needs to be done to encourage young people to explore the trades. I think we've lost a whole generation of builders, plumbers, pipe fitters that cannot be replaced by artificial intelligence. We've lost a whole generation by saying you got to take 2 years of a foreign language. You have to have Algebra 2. Our education system needs to lift people to say the trades are a good option. Former Speaker of the House Tom Leonard suggested we ought to go to licensure reciprocity across the board, or at least for a few years until we solve this housing crisis. He also promoted returning back to right to work and called economic gardening the best regulatory environment, and also wants to cut the income tax rate back to the constitutional level of 3.9%. Not eliminate it, but reduce it. Asked if there was an instance in which he would support direct grants or targeted incentives to attract economic development, Leonard said, "I'm always willing to have a conversation, but I can't envision a scenario whereby I think it is wise for us to take money out of your pockets and to give it to select companies." Basically, picking winners and losers. Now, the last Republican to speak, Mike Cox, rolled out his plan to eliminate the income tax. He also wants to address building codes and fix an education system that now has the lowest test scores than Mississippi, lower test scores than Mississippi. He said he'd also support group presidents who would work among departments to make sure the environmental regulators, for example, aren't fighting with economic development people. He said, "We are also opposed to taking money from one business owner's pocket and giving it to someone else. However, when you cut the income tax, not only does every senior get more money in their pocket in terms of eliminating a tax on their pension, not only do young couples who want to save for a new home get a little extra bit in their pocket in order to buy that first home, but every small business owner who creates the most jobs will create most of the jobs here in Michigan. If they get more money on their bottom line, they can invest in a new stove. If they do pizzas, for example, they can hire more people. If they have a Coney Island shop, they can make the best judgments what they do with the money and have the flexibility to do it." Kind of sounding a lot like Kevin Rinke from 2022 there, Mike. Not really seeing anything different than what Kevin Rinke ran on. Eliminating the income tax. Well, who does that benefit the most, people? Rich people. Millionaires, people who make $1 million a year or more. They're going to save the most money compared to the working class people. So we'll see where this goes. But all of this now has been shook up by the announcement this morning that Perry Johnson, multimillionaire businessman, is getting into the race and will be running for governor. So at this point, does Perry Johnson getting in make any difference? Does that change the equation? Will John James now reconsider and maybe stay in Congress? Or is he going to stay in it to win it? That's what we're going to have to see what's going on. Dana Nessel, Attorney General, filed a new lawsuit on Friday on behalf of the state of Michigan, which alleges that the fossil fuel cartel industry conspired to restrain trade and limit competition in violation of federal and state antitrust laws. Attorney General Dana Nessel's lawsuit filed on Friday in the U.S. District Court of the Western District alleges the defendant's actions drove up energy costs and limited energy options for Michigan's consumers. Nessel said her effort started as an investigation into the financial impacts on Michigan from the fossil fuel industry and their persistent cover-up and deception about climate change. Oh, my God. You got to be kidding. This is the basis for your lawsuit? However, efforts instead uncovered one of the most successful antitrust conspiracies in the United States history that is now the basis for the Attorney General's lawsuit. Michigan is facing an energy affordability crisis as our home energy costs have skyrocketed and consumers are left without affordable options for transportation. Whether you own a home, a small business, or run a large corporation, rising energy and transportation costs harm everyone. These out-of-control costs are not the results of a natural economic inflation, but due to the greed of these corporations who prioritize their own profit and marketplace dominance over competition and consumer savings. The Attorney General Nessel is suing British Petroleum, known as BP, Chevron, ExxonMobil, Shell, and the American Petroleum Institute. In her lawsuit, Benson claims alleged violations of the Sherman Antitrust Act, the Clayton Antitrust Act, and the Michigan Antitrust Reform Act. Attorney General Benson alleges the defendants acted as a cartel in an unlawful conspiracy to restrain trade, to forestall meaningful competition from renewable energy. We'll continue this story. Last segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Ozempic, Wegovy, Zepbound.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number one. Attorney General Dana Nessel suing Big Oil that they conspired as a cartel in an unlawful conspiracy to restrain trade. Basically, forestalling meaningful competition from renewable energy in order to maintain their dominance in the transportation energy market and primary energy markets in Michigan and nationally in order to reap windfall and illegal profits. In her lawsuit, Nessel alleges this has caused Michigan residents to suffer artificially high home and transportation energy costs. The complaint alleges that the defendants learned that as early as the 1950s, fossil fuel consumption would impose significantly negative externalities on consumers and the environment, but hid that information from the public. The defendants similarly concluded that customer demand would likely favor alternative energy sources as the negative harms of fossil fuel consumption became known, and that the negative costs associating with mitigating these harms would be publicly understood. Despite this, over succeeding decades, the defendants allegedly engaged in multifaceted schemes to maintain the dominance of fossil fuels by suppressing the production and availability of renewable energy substitutes, using their trade organizations such as the American Petroleum Institute to coordinate industry-wide efforts to delay transition into renewable energy. As a result of this conspiracy and its intended and accomplished goal of suppressing competition in energy markets, Michigan consumers suffer from supra-competitive prices for fossil fuel energy products and reduced consumer choice in purchasing alternatives, thereby driving energy cost crisis in the state of Michigan. In her claim, Michigan also suffers high costs in the form of climate change impacts and associated costs of adaptation and mitigation. Rising insurance premiums, reduced home values, and damage to Michigan's economy. Oh my God, I'm getting a headache just from reading the story. Kind of an interesting quote coming from Ashley Rudzinski, Climate and Environment Program Director for Traverse City-based Groundwork Center for Resilient Communities, said if these allegations are proven true in a court of law, all the more egregious would be what they've done in the midst of this climate crisis. Also, the financial impact it's had on hardworking poor and rural families who are vulnerable to the alleged conspiracy described in the lawsuit. These alleged tactics are straight from the cigarette industry playbook, from pushing out false information to intimidating public officials and advocates, to lying about the hidden costs of fossil fuels and misleading research institutions. These organizations help communities thrive by making sustainability real. Rudzinski, when speaking about her group. However, these companies allegedly scrapped their own renewable energy projects and hampered competitors to ensure that clean energy projects ended up being stalled. If true, these companies have done some of the worst things they could do for our people and our planet at the worst possible time as global warming accelerates. Global warming. Pretty, have you looked outside? Have you looked at the temperature? We're going to be in the teens as highs all week and sub-zero for our lows. And you're going to still call it global warming? Well, State Representative Pauline Wentzel, Republican, chair of the House Energy Committee, called the lawsuit a shameful waste of taxpayer resources from an AG that's more interested in appeasing climate activists than serving Michigan families. Absolutely agree with that statement 100%. Well, Nestle's lawsuit is seeking approval from other attorney generals from around the country to see if these impacts have occurred in their states as well. Unbelievable. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in